The only thing Kai Arroyo eats is butterscotch pudding. He only drinks milk from a bottle. When he speaks, you get the sort of language you'd expect from a kindergartner, not a seventh grader. And his mother, Astrid, says he can't go to the bathroom on his own.
Still wearing pull-ups at 13, I know. He still wears pull-ups. He actually is a little bit more vocal about letting us know when he needs to go to the bathroom, but it's still not, he's still not fully there.
Kai has autism, which affects his thinking, behavior, language, and ability to relate to others. The severity of this neurodevelopmental disorder can vary. Kai is low to moderate on the spectrum. There is no known cause, and there is no cure. The prevalence of the disorder has been rising dramatically. Just 4 years ago, when I first interviewed Astrid Arroyo and her son Kai, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that 1 in 150 children in America had autism. Now, the estimate is 1 in 68. Despite the disorder's prevalence, Astrid Arroyo, who was originally from Puerto Rico, struggled to get her son diagnosed. Doctors told her not to worry, because Kai's speech struggles were the result of her speaking Spanish at home. But that wouldn't have caused the sort of issues her son was having.
A lot of Spanish-speaking families here are going through the same thing, where their kids are late, you know, they're not talking at the right time, and when they go to the pediatrician will say, it's because you speak Spanish in the home, just give it some time and come back.
For much of the last couple of decades, Latinos have been the fastest-growing minority group in the United States. While the population of Latinos in southwestern Pennsylvania is smaller, it is here and growing. Between 2000 and 2010, the Latino population increased 70%. There are now nearly 20,000 Latinos in Allegheny County. That includes children who have autism, children like 9-year-old Jesus Bernal. On a recent afternoon, Jesus and his sister were playing with a wooden labyrinth in a children's hospital waiting room. His parents, Jorge and Adenia, moved to Monroeville from Mexico 13 years ago. Early on, Jesus displayed developmental delays. But not having mastered English or the American healthcare system, his parents believed what the doctors told them.
Decía, quizás porque hablan dos idiomas. A ustedes hablan español y acá hablan inglés. Oye, inglés y español, está confundido, no sabe qué cosa es.
Por eso no hablaba, pero no, porque con mi hija hablaba español y hablaba inglés y veíamos la diferencia porque mi hija es más pequeña que él.
They told them because they spoke Spanish at home, his English wasn't developing. But that wasn't the case. His younger sister, Diana, was already mastering both languages, while Jesus was barely speaking either.
No puedes decir que porque habla inglés o español quiere decir que no te va a hablar ninguna lengua. Tiene que hablar algo. Pero el problema es que no hablaba nada.
Eventually, through their own persistence, they found their way to Dr. Diego Chavez Henical.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está, Jesús?
That's Jesus greeting his doctor in the waiting room. Diego Chavez Henico is a developmental behavioral pediatrician. Originally from Colombia, he runs a bilingual program called Salud para Niños, or Health for Children, that over the years has grown busier and busier.
If you are Hispanic in the United States, you're less likely to be diagnosed with autism. If you are Hispanic in southwestern Pennsylvania, you're even less likely to be diagnosed with autism.
For years, his work has been based on anecdotes. People like Astrid Arroyo and the Bernals, whose children haven't been given diagnoses until they found their way to him or one of his colleagues and received a proper diagnosis. But in the last couple years, studies out of California and Oregon have backed up his work. And data from the CDC has shown that white children are more likely to be diagnosed with autism than black or Latino children. And when Latino children are diagnosed, it can be up to 4 years later.
One of the few things that we know evidence-based medicine based on research and that is a fact is that the earlier that you make the diagnosis and the earlier that you start treating, the better that your chances are.
Chavez Henico says not being diagnosed early on can be detrimental.
But the problem with waiting is that when you're talking about development, you cannot let time go. When I talk to families, I try to put in a very late term and I give a very late example, which is, you know, it's like catching the bus. If you're outside waiting for your bus, and you miss that bus, you won't be able to take that bus ever again. You might catch the next bus, but it's not the same.
When Chavez Henico does help a family get a diagnosis, there are still other barriers.
I have conversation with families where I mention the word autism, and families have never heard this term. They have never heard the diagnosis.
The Bernals hadn't.
Así es que preguntamos cómo íbamos a hacer, si había una cura, un medicamento, pero no. Era pura terapia, así es que nos concentramos en darle mucha terapia.
They asked if there was a cure or medicine their son could take, and they set about learning as much as they could. They then had to educate other relatives, both in Pittsburgh and in Mexico, about autism and convince them that when their son was acting up, he wasn't misbehaving. It was part of his disorder. There were other factors. Jesus qualified for wraparound services, which help children work on language, behavior, and life skills. But the family didn't own a car to get to appointments. Adenia Bernal became a stay-at-home mother to handle Jesus's care, which has helped Jesus but has hurt the family financially. And she doesn't speak English, making it difficult for her to communicate with the non-Spanish-speaking behavioral therapists and teachers who work with her son. Despite these barriers, with a diagnosis before age 3, Jesus has made great strides. Astrid Arroyo's son, who also was diagnosed early on, has made strides as well, although they aren't as apparent to the naked eye. On a recent afternoon, Arroyo picked her son up from his North Hills school bus and then spent a half hour with him as he watched and counted buses.
And he loves it. And you'll see, we'll actually have to stay here until all the school buses leave before we go, because he has to look at all the, he's in love with the school bus. Right, Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kai has had dozens of specialists of every kind work with him. His mother says if he hadn't, he would be even more delayed.
Say goodbye, buses. Say bye, buses.
Her experience of over a decade led her to work with the Peel Center, a parent education and advocacy group. There, she's helped other Latino parents navigate schools and treatment. She also does outreach, teaching Latino families about autism and related disorders, helping them navigate the state and federal services they qualify for based on their immigration status. Dr. Diego Chavez-Henico does outreach as well, writing columns for La Jornada, the region's Spanish newspaper, traveling to families in the surrounding rural counties, and training and working with residents at Children's Hospital. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.